This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Last night, the Associated Press declared Dan Sullivan the winner in Alaska's U.S. Senate race. A few hours earlier, other news media were saying the race was still too close to call. Ballots from rural Alaska and districts like Juneau, which lean Democratic, are among the 30,000 votes that have yet to be counted. The AP says the results of 20,000 ballots counted yesterday indicate Begich could not overcome Sullivan's lead of just over 8,000 votes. Officials say they'll take up counting ballots again on Friday and then Monday through Wednesday as needed. The governor's race remains too close to call, with unaffiliated Bill Walker and Byron Mallott leading incumbent Republican Sean Parnell by some 1,500 votes. Still, Walker and Mallott plan to announce the leadership and focus areas of a transition team this afternoon. The Western Alaska village of Tuluksac has been without power since the power plant there failed last week. KTUU says the outage left 96 customers or households without electricity in the community of 380. The outage is occurring as temperatures are warmer than usual. Today's forecast for Tuluksac calls for a high of 44 degrees. An archaeological site southeast of Fairbanks continues to yield information about the native people who lived along the Tanana River thousands of years ago. The site was first identified in 2005 during reconnaissance for a railroad extension project. KUAC's Dan Bross has more.
Researchers announced the 2013 discovery of skeletal remains of two babies that date back 11,500 years. The infant remains are the youngest Ice Age individuals to be unearthed in the northern part of the continent. Their burial site is part of an ancient Alaska Native camp where the cremated remains of a three-year-old child of the same era were previously found. University of Alaska Fairbanks archaeology professor Ben Potter shared details of the latest finding during a teleconference, saying it furthers insight into ancient interior Alaska Native culture.
To have infants this young being preserved with all of the elements intact, we can identify a lot of the human behaviors that went into the burial, the mortuary behaviors associated, the rituals that are associated with the burial, as well as just an unprecedented series of grave goods that we really haven't seen for this period.
The infant's gravesite included some stone weapon tips and portions of decorated bone shafts.
So it does suggest that there's an importance of hunting implements within the burial ritual, and this might reflect the importance of terrestrial hunting within the culture itself.
Potter credits preservation of organic materials at the site known as Upward Sun River to the acid-free sand surrounding them. The site also includes hundreds of salmon bones, a find Potter says indicates the area may have been a fish processing site.
And of course, that's really exciting to archaeologists because it really gives us a broader picture of overall diet, overall subsistence strategies within this very early period.
Potter stresses that archaeologists have worked closely with local Native people and organizations throughout the project. Tanana Chiefs Conference Executive Director of Tribal Government and Client Services, Will Mayo, urges those involved to be mindful of the conflict between science and long-held cultural rules against disturbing the dead.
By your participation in this, are helping to change a culture, are part of a change of a culture. And that's a weighty matter.
Mayo acknowledges valid scientific intent, but maintains it's causing cultural conflict. Former TCC President Jerry Isaac agrees and expresses optimism that analysis of ancient remains may lead to better understanding and treatment of modern Native health problems.
Nobody knows why the Alaska Native people are so prone to cancer and other terminal illnesses.
Additional archaeological work is planned for the Upward Sun River site, which UAF's Potter describes as unique in the New World for the volume of well-preserved and dated material it contains. The project is funded by the National Science Foundation. A paper on the infant remains is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
Local filmmaker Mary Kotsky of Affinity Films has taken on the subject of family members caring for loved ones with Alzheimer's disease. Affinity Films' new documentary, Backing Out of Time, will be showing at the Beartooth Theater Pub in Anchorage tonight at 5:30. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.